We're in Brachos, Daftes Amar Aleph, five lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Zeira says, that which we said, that a person can read Shema early in the morning, adjacent to Alos HaShachar. Well, you could say Shema then, but you can't say Hashkiveinu. No one's going to sleep then. Everyone's getting up then. So if you're going to say Shema right in the crack of dawn in Alos HaShachar, so Uvilvad Shloimar Hashkiveinu, but you cannot say Hashkiveinu at such an hour. It just doesn't make sense to make a blessing discussing people going to sleep when no one's getting up. No one's going to sleep at that hour. Kiata Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came, which usually means he came from Israel to Babylon, where we're learning the Babylonian Talmud, Amar, he said the following, Haide Rabbi Acha b'Rabbi Chanina Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That quote that you guys are talking about, that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that one may read Shema early in the morning and fulfills obligation of night and the morning. That quote, that the halacha is like Rashbi, lav beferush itmar ila mikhlal itmar. That wasn't an explicit statement, but it was a derivation. Dahu zugad rabbanan, because there were a pair of rabbis, deishtaku beilula debreid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that they got drunk at the wedding of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's son. So they fell asleep, and they wake up. They're waking up late. They're waking up after the crack of dawn. They're getting up before Neit, but after Alos HaShachar. That's because they got drunk, not their fault that they wake up so late. The pasuk says, "Ad matay atzel tishkav, matay takumi shenatecha." So when do you, lazy one, lie down? When will you get out of bed? So the Gra quotes a medrash that says that's someone that gets up at about this hour after the crack of dawn. That's a lazy person. So their lives were different than ours. They wouldn't be up this late. When did the sun set tonight? 5:20. 5:20 about was Shkia. So by 6:15 they'd be in bed. You go to sleep at 6:15. You understand that if Alos HaShachar is at, let's say, Nate's today is about 5:30, right? So Alos HaShachar is about 4:15. Alos HaShachar is about 4:15 these days, maybe even later, 4:30. So if you went to sleep at 6:15, you slept 10 hours. You're pretty lazy. What are you sleeping 10 hours for? 6:15 to 4, come on, what's wrong with you? Get up already. Why aren't you up at 2? You went to sleep at 6:15, right? How long did you get to sleep? 6 hours, 8 hours? Fine, 8 hours I can understand, but who needs to sleep 10 hours a night? We're not talking about us. We sleep 4 hours a night, so if we can get a 10 hour sleep, oh, we take it up and we have no problem. But a guy who's going to sleep every night at 6, well, in his gig, he better be getting up way before 6. Well, what normal person sleeps 12 hours a night? So... In their lifetime, that's what happened. These guys, they got drunk at the wedding, they were up late, and then they ended up sleeping late, and then they came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to them, "Atu lekamei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi." They came before Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. They said, "Rabbi, what are we going to do? We fell asleep, and we missed the nighttime Shema. Can we still say it? It's right after Alos, it's before Neitz. Amar, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi paskind. Kedayu Rabbi Shimon nismoch alav b'shat adchak. Rabbi Shimon, you could rely on in a shas adchak. You guys aren't at fault. You were partying at a wedding. It wasn't like you went to a bar and got drunk. You were at a mitzvah and you didn't mean to go to sleep. You fell asleep. Okay, it's a shas adchak. You have no choice. Yeah, you could rely on Rabbi Shimon and read Shema now and fulfill your nighttime obligation. But it's not like Rabbi Yeshua came out and said, anyone who wants to should know you could read Shema after Alos and be yotze your nighttime Shema. That is not the case. You cannot say the nighttime Shema lechatchila after Alos. It's a Shas Adchak. And we know that lechatchila one should say the nighttime Shema right away at the beginning of the night. Like any biblical mitzvah, you don't delay, you do it right away. But this is where we derive this halacha from.
That was just like a private halachic decision.
Yeah, we still derive the halacha from it, but it's not like he explicitly said this is the halacha. It's a derivation. The Mishnah said it happened that Rabbi Gamliel's children came and they said, it's Alos HaShachar, we haven't yet read Shema, it's just before Alos, could we read it? And until now they didn't know that their father held that you could read Shema till Alos. What were they asking their father? They asked their father, can we read Shema? Their father says, yeah. Well, of course he says, yeah. Rabbi Gamliel holds, you're allowed to read till Alos. Why did they only come to him when it happened that they were at a wedding and they got back late and they came to their father and said, could we read Shema still? They didn't know their father's shita beforehand. Hachikama lehu. This is what they meant to tell him. And whenever we have a hachikamar, that indicates it's like a chesuri mechsera. They said, we know you hold we could read Shema tell halos. Rabbanan pligi luvach v'yachrid v'rabim malchak rabim. Do the rabbis disagree with you vehemently, and then halacha would be like them because they're the majority? Or din ma rabbanan kavatech sviralu? Or maybe the rabbis really agree with you. But when they say you should read by midnight, they mean to say, we don't want you to run into sin. We don't want you to miss that biblical mitzvah of saying Shema at night. But really, they also hold that if you miss their deadline, that the halacha is like you and you could read it till Alos HaShachar. Which way does it go? Do Rabbanan say, don't say Shema after Chatzos, you lost it. B'shach Becha is so long as people are busy getting ready to go to bed, that's the first half of the night. Reb Lezer says they're busy. Rabbanan say, no, until Chatzos is okay. And you hold, no, B'shach Becha means so long as people are prostrate, so long as they're lying down, you could read Shema. And then there's no point in saying Shema at this point because the halacha is like them. Or do they agree with you that really the whole night is time for Shema? They say, rabbinically, we don't want you to say after Chatzos, but really biblically we could still say. That's what they were asking him. And about that he answered them, Amalu Rabbanan Kavatisviralu, the rabbis hold like me, v'chayivinatem, and really, even according to Rabbanan, you are obligated to read Shema, v'aydekameyat Chatzot, and that which the rabbis say, one should read Shema till midnight, that's not a biblical limitation, but rather that is kedei l'achik adam min avera, to distance man from sin, and that is how we paskin, that one must read Shema by Chatzos, like Rabbanan. But if one missed the Chatzos deadline, then one should still read Shema, because Rabbanan also agreed that the biblical obligation applies until Alos HaShachar, and we just learned that even after Alos, until Nates, one can still somehow get away with reading Shema if he hasn't done so yet.